Welcome back. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and you're listening to a passage, a paragraph, and a prayer. Today, we'll be looking at the final verse of Psalm 3. Listen to Psalm 3, verse 8. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. After David's enemies had said, "There is no deliverance for David with God," in verse 2, after David had prayed to God for deliverance in verse 7, David now reminds himself and us that deliverance does in fact belong to the Lord, the God to whom he is praying, the God who first graciously promised deliverance in the Garden of Eden in response to mankind's sin. And since deliverance is not just his possession, but his very character, those who are his people through faith in him are assured of his blessing. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, "But deliver us from evil." We don't need to be uncertain about God's answer to that petition. Deliverance from evil is our Heavenly Father's forte, and it will ultimately take place to its fullest extent precisely when it looks like evil has conquered, when he takes us from this world of sin and sorrow through our death to his side in the glory of heaven. There will be some silence in the prayer this time to allow you to bring your own particular concerns before God. We pray. Lord Jesus, always remind me of the security and blessing that I have in you. Into your hands I commend the cares and concerns on my heart this day, especially these. Help me to sleep peacefully this night and to awake refreshed, confident of your help in the troubles that still lie ahead until you deliver me from all troubles forever. Amen. A Passage, a Paragraph, and a Prayer is a podcast of Risen Savior Evangelical Lutheran Church in South Austin, Texas. If you'd like to learn more about Risen Savior's ministry, you can email me at pastor@rslutheran.net, or you can visit our website at www.risensavioraustin.net. Until next time, thanks for listening.